This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
Featuring T-Hack and Aaron.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
This Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I don't know if this is going to be cool or this is going to be weird. It's going to
probably
make,
both.
Or is it going to make people cry?
Yeah.
I was just thinking recently, like my son's about to be done with high school.
Wow.
And then he's going to go to college. And then I don't think he has an understanding
of what's coming at him.
Yeah, because he's just got it in his head, like, you know, those months where it's hot, like, you don't you do anything. Like, that's when I go to the range. I hit balls. And it's like, he doesn't understand that when you're not a child, there is no summer. There is the season, but summer doesn't mean anything good.
Right.
You still work.
Yeah. Yeah. And when the AC's broken, as it is in this room, it's pretty miserable.
It's horrifying.
I feel like I'm having heat flashes.
I know.
It's so bad.
We're all going through the change of life together. It's okay, Madge. That's one of the things we want to talk about, what you miss about being a kid. Like, are there things that you specifically. And it's not, I don't know how to explain it. Like, one of the other things that was like on one of the places I saw this was like, I remember distinctly blowing bubbles into my milk.
Yeah.
Like, you would get a straw, like your parents wouldn't give you one. So when you're at a restaurant and you got a milk,
you would just sit
there and be like, and you'd make it'd be bubbling over the top. And you're like, Michael. Yeah, that's exactly. And if you got Michael Darren, you were way. Wow. It was like, yeah, legit. It was I miss that. Like, if I were to go out.
What made you stop? I mean, other than not.
It's just weird.
Milk.
Like, if I go to the Griff when I get off the air and order a Manhattan and I'm like.
Well, it's not going to be the same.
It'd still bubble. It would.
Would it really?
A little bit. Everything bubble. If you blow bubbles into it.
It wouldn't build up like a
milk.
We don't
know. And I'll never know because I can't do it.
We can do it.
No, we can't. because we're grownups. You can't, what do you miss? Like, what do you miss about being a kid? There was things you could do when you were a kid that you just can't do because of decorum or.
Yeah. Yeah. I have two young kids, so I'm kind of, I've lived through them, but okay. The thing my son does all the time, he's done with something. He just drops it.
He's just like, done.
Yeah. Drop it. Move on. And then so it's like, well, that doesn't go there. And he's like, what? What goes where? I'm done with that thing. Right. I just dropped it.
And it'll be back where I want it to be when I want it the next time. That's because someone else will pick it up.
I'm not going to lie. When you first said drop it, I thought you meant like some sort of beef or fight that you got into. And like you mentally just like can't.
Oh, you can let go of things?
Yeah. Which is another thing.
You can also do that.
That is good. Yeah, that's
true.
When
you're a kid, it doesn't matter. It's like, I'm mad at you, Dad. I'm over it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
2 seconds later, he's over it.
After my wife and I are done having the powwow about like, all right, how are we going to approach this one? He's very delicate. Because
he's, like, he's like, what? Yeah. I don't remember saying that.
Yeah, no.
What are you talking about? Another weird one. Do you remember if you were asked to draw, what did you do first?
A rainbow.
Oh my God. That's so close to mine.
Mm. We'll draw what? Just anything?
You're just like, draw a picture.
A tree.
You start always in the top corner.
Oh, the sun.
Oh, yeah, the sun. Yeah.
You have
a
half circle in the top corner, unless you're doing, then you, or a full circle. It's dead center.
Not dead center. You want it off.
No, dead center or all the way off.
I wasn't much of a landscape artist back then.
What were you drawing?
Guys. Just like characters.
Were they not in the sunshine?
No, they're just guys. I don't know. I always wanted to be a caricature. Draw those.
You were?
Yeah.
You wanted to?
With the big heads.
He drew us not too long ago. You need to remember more about
that. That was stupid. Those were not good.
Yeah, they were not good enough.
No, he just drew big eyes. They were very much like some cartoonist already. I forget who it is. He's copying from somebody. They weren't good. You can find it on our social medias. It's under The Slacker Show.
Yeah. Right, so unlike your original son in the corner. It was groundbreaking.
Are you done?
No, I am.
I'm not going to get over this anytime soon because I'm not a child.
No.
I'm going to hold on to this.
No.
This is going to be brought up in your review that we're just now starting to do.
All right.
Remember how you don't have reviews when you're a child?
Yep.
You have reviews when you're a grown-up, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
And your pay is based on that, isn't it? if there's something you miss about being a child, we'd love to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
This is very odd, I'm aware. I miss homework.
What?
Yeah.
Mm. You do?
I do.
Because you like being graded. You like getting something done, or you just...
I like getting something done. I like learning new things. I like there being some sense of order and structure. Like, well, I
you
feel
are
like
in the wrong
exactly. We
business.
Come here and more things are broken. Yeah, things are like flying off of the.
There's
shelf.
No clear directive.
No,
we never know if we're doing good or bad.
No,
I mean, if we base it on the text we're getting right now, it's bad.
It's very bad.
Interesting.
You miss homework.
I do.
Hmm.
I don't. That's weird because I have nightmares about it.
Really.
I have that.
I do too.
Yeah. The nightmare where it's like you wake up and you're casually bebopping around. And you're like, oh God, my solar system project. And you're like trying to find household items and throw it together. And you're like, you know, you're screwed. Like, you know, you're screwed. You didn't do it. And you're trying to pull it together.
I just have nightmares that I'm just back in school. Just
that's a common one, I think.
That I'm just there. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Are you clothed?
Yeah.
Oh,
I am.
I'm always.
Yeah. It'd be way better if I wasn't.
I'm always in my underwear. I'm not naked, but I'm in my underwear.
Huh.
And I'm not in my underwear. I'm in like my dad's underwear.
That's
not my dad's specific
that's
underwear.
Weird.
I'm just saying they're tidy whities. I'm not saying that I took them from off my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Dad, I'm heading to school. Yoink. No, but they're like tidy whities. I don't wear tidy whities.
Okay.
But like I'm in tidy whities walking around Skyline High School.
Mm. Wow. I think something that I miss from being a kid that I feel like I never do anymore is go swimming. I don't go swimming ever. Like, just at a
pool.
You
don't have a pool nearby.
I do think that's weird that you don't because you have kids. And I swam a ton when my kids were little.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just don't have one by. Well, not only swimming in the pool, but also when you're a kid and then there's the jet.
The jet?
In the pool that shoots the water out.
And what do you do with the jet?
Come on.
Did you put it by your junk?
You stay. You float by it? Yes. Or do you not? What? Come on.
You miss being
Come on.
You miss
no
being a kid.
No wonder you're not allowed at pools.
Yeah, now I can't do it.
You miss being a kid because you would go and let the jet blow on your junk?
What? What, we're all saints here? Yes. That's like a rite of passage.
That's a real thing?
No, just you don't like stand there because you have to play it cool. You have to move around
Why would you have to play it cool? Get in a hot tub. You can have the jet right on it.
Okay, so you're familiar.
No, but I don't derive pleasure from air blowing.
I was a kid. I was just like, that's
what?
That's interesting. That's a sensation.
I don't think you're talking about something that's interesting. I think you're talking about something that was pleasurable for
I
you.
Just know I can't
you miss
do
being
it.
A kid.
I can't do it now. All right. That's all I know.
Here's what I know. All the pools in Parker are downloading a picture of you and going, do not let this guy in. If you do, mark the jets.
I was very close to inviting him to my pool. Not
nope.
anymore.
Okay. You're a jet lover.
What? Text it. I'm not the only one. This is a boy. This is a thing. This is a boy thing. When you're at a pool.
No, it's not.
Okay.
You're, right. So you just
then
keep,
you are
you're
a girl.
Swimming. You keep swimming. I would think it's more of a girl thing.
Because
girls. Never mind.
Aaron.
We were
bath time.
We were busy playing mermaids.
Okay. Well, if we haven't completely jettisoned this by the jet time, I'm afraid all the calls now are like,
I
moved the jet right now. All right. If you've missed something about being a kid, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about the things you miss about being a kid. And I'm learning that T-Hack in a pool.
I don't want to be in a pool with him
it's
ever.
So, but like,
just leave me alone.
No, but here's
just
the deal.
I'll be fine. You don't have to worry about
what? T-Hack misses like swimming slowly past the jet thing. And I'm not trying to make you feel stupid. I just never got it. But Aaron admitted that her nephew sort of like, it is a thing.
Yeah. He like was walking towards one of the like vent things in the side or whatever and put his hand in it. And I was like, no, we don't do that. And then he stopped and he was like, there's a jet here. Like I saw a spark happen and I was like,
move on.
This side of the pool.
So it really is a thing.
Yeah. People have said jets. They say you're not being honest.
I'm being totally honest. I don't. The jet. I don't understand.
You just never noticed them. Just don't. Might as well be a lake. I don't feel any different.
I'm not saying that. I'm not lying. I don't derive pleasure from air pressure. Like, I don't know what to say.
You think I like swimming? No. It's no.
I wanted to be more innocent and have it be okay. Like, remember when it's cold outside and you go out and then you're like, oh, and you pretend smoking a big old cigar. And you're like, and I'm like, it's cute things that you miss about being a kid. And instead, hats humping a vent.
Like I said before, just leave me alone. Let me just, you go to the deep end. Fine.
I don't want to go to the deep end because there's sharks there.
Okay, that is true. That is true. Only in the deep end.
That's stupid too. There's no sharks.
I miss that about. That's about being a kid. The sharks are in the deep end.
Austin.
Yes.
Yes. What do you miss about being a kid?
Liquor store boxes.
Liquor store boxes. What? What do you mean?
As a kid?
Like a 12 pack of 40s or wine bottles where you could play with your action figures in the little cubby holes, and they would each have their own.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you had an alcoholic parent in there.
No.
Because I have liquor store boxes at my house right now, if you'd like. I just don't have the action figures.
Yeah, you turn them on their side, and there's like little bases for each one of your characters that they.
Oh my God, I never did that. Yeah. So it's like, you have like an apartment building.
Yeah, that's cool. Exactly. It's really cool.
Dude.
I used to build forts out of boxes a lot. I loved that.
You did?
Yeah.
What kind of boxes? Like
just regular storage boxes.
Huh. Were you tiny? I'm trying to figure out how you could get into a...
Yeah. And then you like put the pillow in so your upper half was in there. And you'd be hanging out reading or whatever. It was my little safe space.
Okay. Austin, can we come over tonight and play action figures?
Yeah.
Thank you for the call. Antonio.
Yay.
What's your why do you wish you were a kid?
I really miss Saturday cartoons and just going outside and playing in the dirt.
Do Saturday cartoons even exist now?
They do.
I don't think so.
You can find them, but they're they play into the, like, it's Saturday morning cartoons, like, remember this? And it's just like,
it's not like
it just is like it when we were actually growing up. Does that make sense?
Now you can watch anything anytime.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Well, like, it was the only time my parents, they stayed in bed and me and my brothers got up and we would just sit there. And it was like a free for all. Like, the cereal would be in the living room.
Yeah.
And we would just have a bowl of milk. Like, you finish and then you just poured more cereal and no one cared. It was like, it was, I don't want to play in the dark.
Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes, there'll never be anything like it again.
Nothing.
Mm, yeah, I agree.
Then watching a coyote just want to eat and he just gets his, just everything, he gets crushed by anvils and pianos and.
All right. Coyote. Yeah.
Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner?
Yeah, I know. Just poor guy.
Okay.
I was going to say, I feel old.
Stephanie?
Yay.
What do you miss about being a kid?
I miss having somebody make my lunch for me, thinking about what I love to eat, putting it together for me, sometimes so making it cute or writing a little note.
That was the best.
So thoughtful. Yes. Nobody does that for me anymore.
This is the note in your lunch is adjacent to dry humping a vent in a pool. Never happened for me.
It's a pool, not dry.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
When did we as a society?
Oh boy. No, we're not finishing that. I'm going to tell you right now. We can't. When did we as a society? Okay.
I have always like prided on myself that if you have something in your teeth, I'm going to tell you. I'll be discreet about it, but like I'm going to let you know. You do not. You're fine.
No, but I had so I feel like I have that seaweed salad all over inside my mouth. I feel like it's like the Halloween house with the cobwebs, except it's green.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Thanks, man. Thanks for waiting to tell them we're on the air to tell me. Okay, what happened?
No, but like, if you have something on your shirt, I'll let you know. If you have something in your hair, I'll let you know. Like that's.
See, I won't trust the shirt because you're gonna poke my nose.
No,
you're gonna go, what's that on you?
People who do that, they're
come
the
on.
Worst people.
No, they're. I mean, that's come the on. Worst. I have a 4-year old. Of course, I do it.
That's
him.
Not funny. I don't find because I genuinely think you're being a compassionate human, and you're pointing at something on my shirt. So I, how do I not look down?
I don't know. It's on
you
to figure
out. So you think that's funny? You legit think that's funny?
A little, yeah.
Please text into 51059
of course,
and
it's a classic.
Say the nose boop, funny or unfunny. It's text old, the word funny.
Old as time, classic.
It's, oh God. It's weird how much that irritates me. Okay. I don't like it. Your shoes untied or whatever. Or like, your flies down and you're like, oh, and you're just fumbling with your junk in front of everybody and it's like it's not down and you're like, that's not funny. I don't, why do we as
let's
a society?
Yeah.
Anyways.
Oh yeah.
Yes. When did we decide not to tell people that? Because
of him. No, what just happened? What, is there something with me? Why don't you just tell me?
No, way to make it about you. Gosh. No, so
look
I was.
Look at the name on the show, okay?
Yeah, who put it there?
I did not put it there. I don't want it there.
Look at the name on the show. Whoop. I got you. Look here.
No, I was at Target yesterday, and the shorts I was wearing were the ones with like the multiple buttons. It didn't have a zipper. It's just the like five buttons.
Like 501.
On the front, like that? Yeah. Down the fly, okay.
We call them button fly.
Is that what they're called? I didn't actually know.
You know that, right? Yeah. Levi's invented the button fly. So it's instead of a zipper, it's like all buttons.
I remember I got one pair in high school, I think, of the button fly and being like, oh, this is hip, you know? And then it's like, the last thing I need is it to be harder to undo the pants, you know? It's like, that's.
No, but if you're good, if you
like, I
should
have gone no fly.
Yeah, and like my button flies.
Oh, really?
It was through a very promiscuous time in my life. I could get them open fast.
No, I
can go like, rrt. It's like a snap shirt.
I couldn't get a bra off. I couldn't get my own pants on buttons.
Can we just have an aside?
A mess.
As a guy back out on the single scene, like when you're married, you're like, honey, we're gonna do it, and like she meets you up there ready to go. Right.
Right. Right.
So I've been married a lot for a long time.
Okay. Yeah.
But then I would like, I was trying to undress a girl and I was like, can you
can you help me out here?
Can you just do that? And she's like, no, you have to do it. I'm like, I'm not gonna. I'm just, you're gonna get zero attention in that area if you
terrifying.
Don't do this. Because I don't know. It's like, no, just pinch it. And I'm like, she's like, no, don't pinch that. How does that make it go?
I know how to do that.
But like, I did, like, it's, I understand the concept, but they're not all the same.
You can do two hands. It's okay.
No, because then, because you know what it's like? I get panicked when I get around girls in general. I don't get panicked, but I get like panicked. But it's like, hey, nervous. Can you zip me up? Right?
Okay.
And then there's that, like the bra the at the eyelid end,
or whatever. Yeah.
And it's like, I'm shaking like a dog pooping razor blades when I have to do that. I'm just like, oh, because I'm just right there and your neck's right there and I just want to. It's like a terrible, like, and so the idea of two of those eyes together on the back of a bra and to know that you could just go like you can reach back behind your own back, like dislocate your own shoulder and go ta-poonk, and have it like come off.
Yeah.
Is like an amazing feat. Like, I'm so proud of you. But I've also dated girls who have to like flip it around to the front
to
get
it,
to get it on and off. They have to like
putting on a tie when you have to tie it on. I remember like my dad would always have to tie when I was younger, he would put my tie on himself, tie it, and then put it on me.
How couldn't do it like backwards. Looking at somebody
else. Exactly, it's backwards.
Yeah. So they have to do it.
I guess. I don't know. Why isn't it Velcro? Where are we at a time?
The clip?
The bra.
Oh.
Why are we like.
No, because if they're like.
That would hurt.
It would hurt, and they
and
would.
And, like, I don't trust it.
A good solid run, and the girls would be free.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool if you're running
right,
to the bedroom.
I'm saying, like, why is it?
Let's go. Yeah. Oh, my God. I love it. Anyway, how did we get to that? Oh, the button fly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was wearing shorts with the button fly. I also have my insulin pump and my CGM on my legs. I understand that that's not, like, a common thing. So, like, I get a lot of looks. Which is fine, used to it.
Do you think you were getting looks because of the insulin or because of your booty and the button fly?
Well, turns out because one of my buttons was undone. And why didn't anyone tell me?
What are the lower buttons?
No, luckily it was the second to top.
But still.
Okay. But it was still exposed.
They were.
No, I mean, nothing was exposed, but just like the button was out. But it was like, here I am walking down like, look at my cool insulin pump. And they're not looking at that.
I just need you to understand, if you had something in your teeth, I'd have a better shot at telling you. Because it's like, I'm looking at your face.
You can look at my crotch and let me know if my fly is down.
But if I see it, then that means I spent a long time looking at your crotch. Like,
that's
you're
not true.
Allowed to, like, if T-Hack had a gravy stain on his.
I have told people, hey, I'm not looking at your butt, but your flashlight is on. Because their phone is in their back pocket.
But you are looking at their butt.
Exactly. It's fine. Because I'm letting them know that their flashlight is on.
So you wanted to be standing there.
We just need to help each other out.
No, we can't. Because you're standing there perusing the Magnolia collection by Chip and Joanna in Target. And I'm like, well, instead of looking at these vases, I can't help but stare at your crotchal area.
Say it in a better way.
I couldn't help but notice.
Not
it's
like
exposed.
That.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
You can't? Okay. Sorry. We're mid-conversation and the stupid song ended.
Gosh, how dare it.
There's a TikTok debate going around.
So dumb.
We're going to need help at 51059. I don't think it's that dumb the more I think about it.
What?
I'm with you. I'm leaning.
Thank you.
I'm in the middle, but I'm leaning.
Here's... Okay.
You wouldn't get these to begin with. Get out of here.
I used to, actually.
No way.
Yeah, I know exactly the specification.
You don't know.
I know exactly what you do.
You don't know.
I know. Can I have it without vegetables?
Oh, you just leave the vegetables. You just don't eat them.
So we need to hear you text in the word rude to 51059 or not rude. Cool. Is it, if you're at somebody's birthday party, let's say we all roll into El Jardin in Commerce City.
Love that. Yeah.
Right up there off of Highway 2, the famous home of the
Slackerita.
Slackerita.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best margaritas you'll have in the state of Colorado.
One of the best margaritas. Had a few of them.
It doesn't have fentanyl in it, but it sure seems like it.
That's not selling it.
It is. There's a good group of Commerce City dwellers that are like, are they open now? Yes, they're open right now. Okay. So we're all at a birthday party in the back room of El Jardin.
Whose birthday is it?
Does that matter? I guess, yeah, sure, one of us.
It would have to be your birthday. No, well, yeah, your birthday.
It's got to be a girl's birthday.
Why?
Okay.
And it's got to be one of those girls, and we all know who they are. It's very fortunately, Aaron, this is not you. But it's one of those girls who... You get the text message from their birthday is the 17th of whatever month it is. And you get a text from them on the 2nd that says, it's my birthday month. And you're like,
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to dedicate 1/365th of the year, not 1/12th of the year to celebrating your birthday.
But we all have that person in our lives, do we not? Or had. It's like, and it's like, I don't even like the ones where it's my birthday week. Like, if you say month, like, just go away. So they're like, we're having a party at El Jardin, Sacaritas, I'm going to get a cake made, and let's meet there on Tuesday. So then everybody goes, okay. And we're there. And then you decide, or someone decides, okay. Like, she's standing up and making a speech as the food is coming out. Oh, who had the number 2 special? Here's the enchiladas. Blah, blah. And then she's trying to be like, I just want to say to all of you that it's so great you can find time. Is there fentanyl in this? That you can find time. And then the servers come walking by with the festival of sparklers that is fajitas. And she's trying to finish her speech, but she can't because there's happening in the background.
Watch out, hot plate.
And it's just like the whole table sounds like the second One Direction comes out on stage for their reunion tour. Right?
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And she's like, why would you order fajitas at my birthday?
I would throat punch her at that moment.
She's already.
I don't care. She's already. I'm at a dinner for your birthday month. I'm gonna order the damn fajitas if I want them.
No, you're not.
Yes, I
am. No, you're
not.
I will. First off, did you bring a date?
No.
If you didn't bring a date and you order fajitas, there's not a restaurant in North America that fajitas is for one. They always make it for two. It's like it's a shareable, huge, sizzling platter. You're an a-hole.
Well, great. I'll save them for later. I will order 4 orders of them, and I will save 3.5 for later.
So now she's giving the toast for dessert, and in the middle, she's like, thank you all for coming. Yeah, can I get a box?
Yes. Not a problem.
Do you need a box? 2 boxes? 3?
Why is she giving multiple She should not be giving speeches at her own birthday party anyways.
Okay, so somebody else was giving the speech. Oh,
there
should be no speech
on the dinner that is 2 weeks before your birthday. No.
That's what I'm saying, but it's still happening. So we need you to test in.
It does cause a scene when they bring the fajitas out. It's
is because TikTok is debating this, is fajita ordering...
Should it be left to a non-special occasion?
I can't tell if I'm selling this or not. Am I selling it?
No.
Rude. If you think it's rude, how rude? If it's rude to order fajitas, text rude. And if it's not rude, then text not rude.
Yeah.
But if you're on mine and TX side, he and I will pool together our money and send one of you people a gift card for fentanyl.
No.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Oh my God, I'm such a terrible person. It's Other People's Problems, OPP for short. TAC comes rushing into the room to tell me what the person's dilemma is, and I tend to forget the second you say it.
Yeah, well, so Alex said something to his girlfriend that he regrets.
Oh.
I don't think he meant it.
Okay.
Oh no.
Alex?
Yay.
Yay. Yay.
What's going on? What'd you do?
Oh man. Me and my girl, we've been going out for a long, you know, a good amount, like 6 months now. And we were drinking one night. We were just, you know, hanging out and drinking. And I drank a little too much, and I accidentally told her that I love her.
Oh.
Yeah. And now, I mean, don't get me wrong, I do love her, but I wasn't ready to say that. I just had too many drinks.
Drunk thoughts are, you know,
nope,
are truth.
Not true.
Yeah.
It's sober. Yeah. Drunk words are sober thoughts.
That's what it is. Thank you. I'm too drunk to remember that.
So when you see the guy streaking down the street, you're like, he wanted to do that.
No, I don't believe
that. That's all he thinks about when he's at work in this cubicle.
I can't be constrained.
Okay, but you just said you do love her. Why wouldn't you want to tell her that?
Well, because, I mean, I don't want to. It's a big step, you know, saying that to each other, like, you know, out loud, and it changes things, you know.
Did she say it back?
Yeah, she did. She did.
Oh, boy.
Which is good. That's good. But also, like, now she's saying it all the time, and I'm not feeling comfortable with that. You know what I mean? And I don't want to take things to the next level because I'm comfortable with where we were before I said anything, and I was happy, and now I feel this extra pressure being put on. And
so now, like, every conversation ends with it. It's like, all right, well, I'll see you at home tonight. Love you.
Yeah, almost every conversation. And like, yeah.
Do you think she's doubling down on saying it because you're not saying it? So she's secretly trying to be like, hey, I love you, say it back.
Possibly, maybe, but it doesn't feel like that vibe when she says it. It kind of just feels genuine, but also she could be doing that. I don't know, you know? But like, yeah, it's just really uncomfortable. And I don't want to like, I don't want to say, because I do love her. Like, I do, like, when it comes down to it. But I don't want to tell her, like, hey, we should stop saying this, like, because I'm not ready, because then I feel like then she'll get offended.
Yeah, you don't, I don't want
that. Can't take that back.
Yeah, you can't take it back. Yeah.
You can put a genie back in a bottle, right? Yes, you can.
Unring that bell. I don't think it's, right. So you want advice on how to
de-escalate
this
relationship.
Yeah, I guess that's.
Yeah, without any issues.
three zero three two 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 five four two three.
Buddy, you're screwed.
I'm gonna tell you this. I'm okay. I'm just gonna take a quick poll of the room. What's the fastest you've ever said it?
The fastest?
Yeah, like T Hack. When was it? Like
a few months, probably.
Yeah, I was gonna say three.
I've had it said to me very fast.
How fast?
Less than a couple months, month and a half, maybe.
I'm talking a week. So. I've done it in a week.
Are you kidding me?
We were just really immersed in it and really, yeah.
I once said it to someone that I wasn't in a relationship with, but I was really young. I didn't know.
Well, you're following the same MO, dude. So
yeah, I know.
you want to pull back. Do you want to stop saying it altogether? Or do you want to just like?
I love you, but we don't have to be all like husband and wife yet. We're just
exactly. Let's just like it's more of like a matter of fact thing for me. Like, yeah, I love you, but like, let's not make a big deal of it. You know?
Oh my god!
I don't think women like that.
I don't think I like that.
Oh no,
dude. Okay, right. I want to get really weird with you real quick. If she died in a car wreck today. Would you cry?
How bad is the car wreck?
No,
Dude!
Dude, I mean, because to me, like, this is why I can look at Aaron and go, I love you. This is why I can look at Tia and go, I love you.
Yeah.
I would mourn your loss.
Absolutely.
To me, that's my litmus test of what love, like, I love you because I need you in my life and I would hate it if you weren't.
Okay.
I mean, so, I love lasagna, but you don't see me crying because it's not hot.
Well, and also, so can we move in? When can I move in?
No.
Side of the bed am I taking?
No. Okay. Calm down.
Okay. Well, you said
no,
it.
No, but I mean, it's like, okay, you're right. So you're Alex's girlfriend. I get it.
And it's like, this is green light. Here we go. Next step. Friends are probably getting married. This is step one. We love each other.
Does everybody really look at it?
That's exactly. You said exactly. I don't want her to think like that.
Okay, but I'm curious, does everybody really do that? It's like marriage is the goal, and so step one, love you, step two, same living arrangements, step three, engagement, step four. Like, does everybody really check boxes?
I mean, that's just the normal, quote unquote normal, like, thing to do now.
Okay.
Or to fall in love before you then get married. You don't usually get married on the first day.
I moved in with somebody without saying I love them.
Interesting. Not even once? You didn't have to pull it back. You never said it.
We eventually said it, but we moved in together before we said that.
Because you're laying in the same bed and it's like, well, who's going to crack first?
Right. It was like, we came together out of necessity and convenience. She was losing her apartment, blah, blah, blah. And then it was like, well, you've been here a real long time. Alex, I think the cutest thing that you're doing is thinking there will be no repercussions. Like, but I mean, I'm positive that there are men.
We can figure out how to soften the blow.
Right.
Yeah, I think he's coming from a good place. I think he's still saying I love you. I don't know.
Horror.
I don't know what he's doing, actually. I'm trying to help you, Alex.
Yeah, dude, hang on right there. We're going to get some advice for you. He is screwed. There's literally, like,
it's gonna hurt no matter
like, as
what.
As a third party hearing it's like, that makes sense. He got a little ahead of his skis. He means it, but he doesn't want to take it the next step. But I don't know that being in the situation, I don't know that I would want to hear it either. If a girlfriend said that, explained it that way to me, it would.
I don't
he
know.
Definitely can't be like, hey, I was too drunk and said it.
I think that's exactly what he's got to say.
No.
It's got to be like, I let my emotions get the better of me while I was drunk. I still feel it, but I don't, we need to like pull back to like.
I don't want to lead you on and make you think.
I do love you. It's just not every day say love yet. Yeah. I don't know.
We can crawl down the aisle.
Yes.
We can crab walk down the aisle.
If you've pulled back from the big L word, if you've made that happen, Alex could really use some advice. And if you want to just tell him he's an idiot and he's screwed, we'll take that as well. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I can't figure out, are we in agreement on this one or are we not in agreement? Like...
like we are.
Can you back down on I love you? If you've said it, can you... Here's the thing. We're doing other people's problems. If you missed it, Alex called in. He does love her. He's just not everyday love her.
Mm-hmm. He let it slip, his words, one night. They were drinking a little bit. He said, I love you. And now she's really latched on to that. Who would have thought? Who would have thought she'd take that as some sort of green light?
But
some sort of sign that he was
into
her.
But I mean, dude... Aaron said it right away. It's like drunk words are sober thoughts, and
that's what it is. Yeah,
I don't think that's necessarily true. I've said a lot of things when I'm fully.
You didn't mean it?
Not that I haven't said that.
I've ended up naked a lot. I don't think I ever want to get naked. It's like I don't know what.
Yeah, your sober thoughts isn't you should take your pants off and swing them around your head, right, but you still do that when you're drunk.
Yeah.
So he wants to like put his pants back on.
We need to go out again sometime. Now that you bring that up.
We do. He just wants to put his pants back on because he wrote I love you on his pants and swung it around his head. And now she's
so
like, I know the analogy is not going to play out the way we want it to, but like now she will not stop flinging her pants around. And he wants her to leave her pants on and him to leave his pants on.
Who would have thought?
Yeah. Just everyone put your pants back on and let's just be loving to each other without constantly saying I love you. Because I think we had a moment during when we were talking to him where I was like, I told you that I loved you, and then all of a sudden you're like, you want to move in or whatever. We don't say to each other we love each other, but we know it, right?
Yeah.
We know. I'd take a bullet, I help you bury a body, we know it.
Yeah.
But if it became a thing where at the end of every show we had to go like, all right, well, love you Hack, love you Aaron,
see you tomorrow.
love you Slack. That'd be gross.
Yeah, and then we would actually start not liking saying it.
Correct.
Whereas now, since we never say it, it's more special.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
And that's where Alex is at.
Oh.
It's like, ugh, she's
just
saying it.
It's more rare, so it like means more?
Yes. Let's keep it real rare. Let's keep it like super expensive wine rare. Candy?
Yay.
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 Is Candy your real name, or are you disguised? Like, are you like don't want people to know your opinion on his OPP?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, so what do you think he can do?
So kind of like what you said, just tell her that if she keeps saying it over time, it loses its meaning, and he wants it to keep it special. And for her to say, I love you in the real special moments when it matters the most.
Are you... is the reason you're not telling us your name because you're in a I love you pattern?
No.
You're not in one right now?
No.
Okay. So when you hang up the phone with your sig other and you say love you, you mean that?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
And there's times that we're busy, we hang up and it's like, hey, I didn't say it, but that's fine. Because when you get home or right before bed, when we go to bed, then I'll say it then. Because you never know, he might not ever wake up.
So that's why you're saying it? That's out of a sense of obligation, not out of I actually love you.
No. When I say it to him, it's because I absolutely mean it.
Yeah, but doesn't that mean that she genuinely loves the person she's with? Because she's like, I want to say it. And I don't know about
she
Alex.
She wants to say it because she's afraid he's going to die. That's not the same thing.
It's she yeah, wants him it. To know.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it
or
doesn't
even
like
after during being intimate, and then you just say it because it's like.
That's when you mean it. That's the only time you really mean it. That's the only time I really mean it.
Well, you have two divorces.
After? You've never said it after.
Not with you. I had to say it before to get you to do it. Okay. So you like play the angle that we were talking about is what you're saying. To go like, I love you so much that I don't want to dilute this.
Does that?
Yeah, and you can also say a friend. This happened to a friend of his, and eventually they didn't love each other anymore because it just said it so much it didn't mean anything.
Are you giving the wrong, like the opposite thing? Like you're adding value to it when he's trying to take it away. Like, are we doing the opposite here?
We as men don't think about the consequences. We just want the end result.
Cool. Yes. All right, full send, Alex. Go ahead.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Do you guys have weird rules in your house that you think other people don't?
Like an unwritten rule?
Yeah.
Or like a...
It can
like
be,
a
even if it's... Well, it's not,
like no shoes on the carpet is a rule at our house.
Is it really?
No shoes on carpet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because the grandparents forget often and our kids will remind them.
You're not allowed to wear shoes on the carpet.
Mm-hmm. Unless it's like, unless we're like having people over. If we're having an event, like a birthday party or something, then the rule gets scratched.
But you have nice shoes. So you can't put them on.
And they're all upstairs.
Mm-hmm. So you have to walk them downstairs and put them on?
Yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
Because your shoes are immaculate.
Not the bottoms.
Yeah, they are. I bet they are.
No, because they're dirty.
You're such a nerd.
You walk everywhere all the time.
So no one can... Okay. All right. I just think that's weird.
Yeah. So we have like the entry rug. You could have them on there. And then
that's not carpet?
It's the entry rug. It's a ruggable. It's detachable so we can wash
those
it.
Those are nice.
They're very nice, yeah.
Oh my God, the Facebook ads almost got me to buy one of those.
Ruggable.
Damn it, don't do that! So it's got the frame and it like goes into it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's man, really that cool. Facebook ad.
And then you can switch them out.
Yeah, we have Star Wars ones and you can't tell that they're Star Wars, but it's Grogu. And like looking at it, it's just a pattern. But when you look closer, it's like, oh, that's Grogu.
Okay, that's cool. They had a Mickey Mouse one that was like that I really wanted too. That had like the hidden... mouse.
Okay.
Ruggable.
I wanted to talk about weird rules at your house because I'm trying to figure out if I have one. Like it was like a Reddit post or something, and somebody like the one that got me thinking and it's the stupidest rule I've ever heard. Like if we love board games at my house. Mm-hmm. You ever played Tapple?
No.
Oh God, Tapple's so fun.
Mm-mm. No.
You gotta play Tapple.
I've never even heard of it.
I forget what it is, but it's like a board.
It's a circle with like letters on the side.
Yes.
Oh, and do you have to like name something with that letter?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's like boy bands, and you're like NSYNC, and then you're like N New Kids on the Block, but you can't because N's already pushed down. And like when it comes to your turn, you have to name whatever it is with one of those letters that's left.
Okay.
I think.
So B would still be up, so you could say Backstreet Boys. Yes. And then somebody would
eventually you're just screwed because there's nothing left and you're like, you're out.
Right.
And there's a timer that goes off.
Okay.
Like if you haven't got it.
We should play it.
It's super fun. Oh God, I love like any board game. We play Life at my house all the time. The game where you drive a little car around and you get kids and like we get so many kids in the car you can't fit anymore.
Wow.
There's like kids like hanging out of the back of the car. Anyway, they said the rule at somebody's house is if you win, you put the game away.
If you win, not if you lose.
Thank you.
So,
well, I don't want to win then.
Right. I don't want to be the one who has to sort the Monopoly money.
Yeah.
Like resort all the kids and the pieces. It's like the winner of the game is in charge of putting the game away. That's the dumbest rule I've ever heard.
Yeah, interesting.
If you're the loser, you get shamed into it. If you're the one with the least amount of properties, least amount of money, no kids in life, you're still way back in the chutes and ladders. You've done no shoots.
Yeah.
Like you got to do it.
I would already be like halfway committal to the board game anyways. Now that I know if I win, I'll have to put it like I'm just
not going
to
win.
Yeah. I'm watching
I'm just
TV.
Come in third.
And
yeah.
It's like, oh, it's my turn. I don't know.
Oh, dude. I hate the person.
Hold on. Just play for me.
No. Oh. This is something that happened with my mom my whole childhood. She'd always be like, whose turn it is? And here's the rule. If you're asking whose turn it is, it's your turn. It's your turn.
Yeah.
Everyone else knows.
Just go for me. I'll do it. We'll switch.
So we were talking about the unwritten weird rules, and Tiak has one at his house
that I
don't like that I think we need to explore.
You don't like it? I think it's fun.
It's something.
It's playful and fun.
Okay. You're encouraging your child to vape.
to vape. No, I've never said that word. Never said that word.
What does he think he's doing?
I don't know. I don't know. So the tradition, I guess, or the unwritten rule, it's not really a rule, it's just something we do, it's caught on, is that when we have the little bags to pick up our dog poop, right?
Dog poop bags.
So the tiny little rolls. And whenever you use the last bag, you're left with that little roll, right? And so
it's like the inside of a paper towel, except
tiny
for your action figures.
Some would call it adequate size.
I bet Angie doesn't.
Okay, some might. But so you're left with that little roll. And what I just started doing is I'd come in and I would just have it in my mouth and it would kind of look like I'm smoking. And I would,
like a little tiny cigar.
Yeah, exactly. And I would just get my wife's attention and she'd look and kind of go, huh. Just a little laugh, because she would just not be expecting it at all. And I just—it's so dumb, right? It's
but
just,
like you
it's
would
all
wander
dumb.
The house for hours at a time with a little spliff in your mouth.
It became that because sometimes it takes her longer to look at me. Sometimes days.
If I was married to you, you might still have it in your mouth right now.
Yeah, okay? Exactly. So that's what I started doing. And so my son has seen me do this before. It's become, and he's like me. He likes the little joker. Well, likes to make mommy laugh. And so just this morning, we took the dogs on a walk. We used the last bag. So we had the little thing back and the little roll. And my son goes, hey, tell mommy to come outside. I'll be waiting. So he's four.
Oh my gosh.
So,
okay.
So he's sitting on the porch. He's got the little roll in his mouth. And I went in. I got my wife. And I said, hey, honey, something kind of bad happened on the walk today. Can you come out here for a second? And she goes, oh my gosh, what happened? And she comes out. And I was like, Leo started smoking. And he's there with the little thing in his mouth. And she laughed. And we all laughed. It was funny. That's our tradition.
Douglas County. Child Protective Services.
It's not lit. It's empty.
I will give you his exact address.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
He's a conniving liar.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
We're on the air.
How come Goofy is a dog and Pluto is a dog and they just let the one, they keep him on the leash, but they don't put Goofy on a leash? Isn't that kind of weird?
You've
never thought about that?
No. Why is one the
Yeah, and Mickey's a mouse, but he just has a pet dog somehow. What's going on with Pluto? I don't think they're treating him right.
Oh my God. I just want to encourage anybody listening real quick. The conversation's not going to get much better than where we're at right now. So if you have something else to do, I strongly encourage you do it like right now. Cause we have a greatest dog characters of all time ranked, and it turned into sort of a fight in the studio. First off, in ranking, Aaron's got a beef ball with Goofy over Pluto.
Yeah. Pluto is way better than Goofy.
No, Goofy's Pluto's annoying. The dog and Goofy's the upright.
A dog, right?
No, but he's upright. He's
no,
on
but
two
he's
paws
Goofy
enough.
Is worthless. Pluto at least provides.
Goofy is a single father. He provided put his son through college.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Goofy has a kid.
Max. Yeah, Max. Yeah. Who's another dog?
Yep.
Somehow.
Well, why wouldn't he be a dog if his dad's a dog? What do you mean somehow? Well, that's the stupidest thing.
Well,
he's
not
said
on
a lot
leash.
Of stupid things, but
no,
that's like
Max can skateboard.
Yeah, but
wait,
Pluto
who's
cannot.
The mean dog?
Pete.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's he's Pete. Always like screwing with people,
yeah,
right?
He is. He's.
But then in the end, he's just saying, yeah, everything's okay, Mickey. I like you still. Rawr. He can talk, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Pluto can't.
I think he's the only one that can.
Goofy can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why Goofy's above Pluto, because he can talk.
No, but Pluto is like the ultimate best dog. Like, that is Mickey's best friend. That is the whole point of.
Wait, he doesn't say like, oh, that's Goofy.
That's Goofy.
Yeah.
Oh.
So what is Pluto? Pluto just sniffs.
He's just a good boy.
Yeah, he's just expressive.
Yeah.
With his.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Then he's not a great dog character. I
he
don't even
is.
Think, he shouldn't be at four. He should be way down.
He
doesn't
be at three.
Do anything. Like, for example, underneath Goofy, Pluto, and Clifford the Big Red Dog, and Clifford is bad. Does Clifford talk?
I love Clifford.
No, Clifford does not. Well, Clifford talks to the other dogs in the episodes.
Yeah.
I happen to know a lot about cartoon dogs at this stage of parenting. But he'll talk to the other cartoon dogs. But
oh, he can.
He can't talk to Emily Elizabeth, who's his owner.
Okay.
Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah.
So do they have two dogs? Do they have a little dog and a big dog?
No, they got Clifford and he was the runt of the litter. He was the little red dog.
And
little
they just all
dog.
Of a sudden just blew up.
Mm-hmm. And they had to move because he was too big.
Bro, you're...
You need to catch up.
No, you need to come back to us because you're freaking me out. Like, you having the backstory on Clifford. How many Clifford books do you have?
Oh, so like 15 probably.
Anyway, underneath Clifford and Goofy and Pluto is Doug from Up, who I think should move almost all the way to number one.
Yeah,
Doug
I agree.
Yeah, he does.
He's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Squirrel!
He's up.
He's a good boy. Yeah.
I don't know about one, though. One should be, who's not even on the list, Air Bud. Multi-sport athlete.
I'm going to tell you, there are 20 different dogs on the list, and to have Air Bud... Who's Balto? Don't know.
Balto?
Who's Balto?
That's a cute one. That one made me cry.
If you say he's a good boy, I'm going to thump
he's
you.
He's such a good
you
boy.
Say, like, do you know how many dogs are staring at the radio right now because you've said that 14 times
well,
in
I
the good boy voice?
Well, I want to pet all of them.
So, I don't know who Balto is. I don't know who Pongo is.
Pongo?
Are you
Pongo.
Kidding me?
No, I've never seen that. Is it the one with Glenn Close? Or is it in all of them?
All of
I
them,
think
yeah.
It's all,
101
yeah.
Dalmatians, yeah.
Pongo.
No, nothing.
No.
Toto is on there. Stupid.
Yeah.
What does Toto
yeah.
do?
Toto
Except
doesn't
bark.
Do much.
Toto's yeah. stupid.
Accessory.
Lady from Lady and the Tramp.
Yeah, she's
Slinky
kinda,
Dog
she's
okay. Talks from Toy Story. That's
yeah,
cool.
I love Slink. We actually have my son got one for his birthday, a real Slinky Dog. Like they remade it mm-hmm. how it was originally.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a pull toy. I didn't know that. I thought he was a Slinky, like you go down the steps. And I never understood.
It's a pull toy. What do you mean?
It has
you
like a little
it.
String
yeah.
and you drag it.
You like walk it.
Yeah, like a real dog.
Yeah, but then not like a real dog because his ass will stay in one place and you just drag the front of him until he's stretched out.
The
it'll
slinky,
snap it back.
Yeah,
The Slinky brings it. I didn't know either. I thought it was like when I hear Slinky, I think push him down the stairs, which I don't want
to
do that.
Don't do that to a dog.
Right. That's what I'm saying. We all in agreement on that.
All right, let's get to the top two and have this final debate. I just want you two to know, no one is listening because we encouraged them to do other things so we can say anything we want.
Come on, dog.
Number two, Scooby-Doo. No chance.
Wait, Scrappy isn't on here.
Oh, my God.
Scrappy-Doo.
Why would Scrappy be on the list if Air Bud's
Scooby
not on
is, then yeah. Scrappy should
yeah,
be.
Yeah, did Scooby ever really help that much?
No, he didn't do anything.
He helped solve crimes.
He didn't help at all.
Yeah, he did.
He was the accidental tourist. He was there
mm-hmm.
with the Scooby snacks, but that was it.
Like and he helped his buddy with the Scooby snacks. He provided them. Yeah.
He's basically the original college dog that everybody used to blow weed into their face. That's what Scooby-Doo is.
Yeah.
And they don't even hide it. Like the mystery yeah. van, they roll out of it. It's a clam bake. It's literally college students like, whoa, let's go solve a crime.
Yeah.
And they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, but they always got to run away first for a while. It's like you're chasing down the bad guy. Then you find the bad guy. Then you run away from the bad guy. Then you got to find him again. Then you run away again just to fill the time. Like, just catch him the first time. Be less scared. Smoke less pot.
The literal investment you have in cartoon dogs. You set it up front.
I'm so
into
it.
And I am
yeah.
freaking the F out. Number one, and I think Tiak has a problem with this, and I do not. Number one is Snoopy. He is the number one dog of all time.
No, he doesn't talk. He's like the most boringly drawn dog. He doesn't.
What?
He's just
Snoopy with his little legs when he's dancing and his head is up and his little mouth and his ears are back. And then when he's the Red Baron with his goggles on, he's like and shooting things.
He's okay.
What?
The dancing's cute. I'll give you the dancing. But why is that guy got the tiny piano? He couldn't spring for a nicer. Like, he's always sitting down.
Snoopy doesn't have a piano.
The guy who's playing.
No, it's like
Schroeder.
See, yeah. Exactly.
He needs to renegotiate his contract or something.
What are you talking about? So you don't like Snoopy because of some other guy?
I just
what
don't,
about Pigpen? Why don't you like?
Well, Snoopy just doesn't do anything. Like, it's why is he number one? I think and Air Bud's not on the list. Multi-sport athlete and Snoopy can't even talk
because Air Bud is dead.
Hmm.
Oh, that was harsh, wasn't
that
it?
That hurt.
Air Bud was a good boy.
He was.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs. Buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties. Buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties. Buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
You seem angry, Tiak. You all right?
I'm pretty angry. I think the gall of some of these people.
It's not gall. It's just...
It's, no, it's gall.
You think it's gall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. It's all okay. Gall.
So there's a couple who's kind of, I don't know if they're viral. What do you like? They're getting a lot of attention because they've asked people to buy a ticket to their wedding.
Yes. Go on. It's an expensive ticket.
Yeah, expensive. But I mean, I would have been upset until the recent rash of concerts that I had to buy my tickets to. And I'm like, because Aaron takes all the concert tickets in the radio station. Say that I'm wrong.
You are wrong. You were offered some not too long ago, and you didn't.
You took them off! You're like, I'm going to take seven boys!
I gave them to you.
I'll sell them to the highest bidder.
No, that's illegal. I can't do that.
No, but I'm just saying, for some reason, I have it in my head that concerts are like $50. And then,
oh, they're definitely not.
They're not. Mm-hmm. But you get, at a concert, you get a couple hours of fun. At a wedding, there's potential for like 3-4 hours of...
mediocre.
It's not fun, and it's not a celebrity. It's just your friends. They're supposed to be your friends. They're supposed to be people you would go. They want you there celebrating. Now they're charging you $333 per person. And also, okay. I think it was a way to cut down. They sent the invitations to a bunch of people and said you got to pay. So basically, it's over $600 if you want to go as a couple. And it cut down their goal to only 60 people. So it's like, how do we thin the herd? Well, who will give us the most money? All right, you guys can all come to the wedding.
Yes.
That's gall.
That's not gall. That's really what you want. I know I've beaten this drum a billion times, but if you're at Chateau at Fox Meadows and your per head price is $200, you don't want Jethro from North Dakota coming to your wedding because his gift isn't going to get anywhere near $250, let alone for his wife and four toothless children that he brings with him. So you just don't. Like, you want your wedding to at least be a break even.
No, what? When has it ever been a break even? It's not.
It's supposed to be. Like, I'm launching my life. And, like, if I'm buying Aaron prime rib and lobster and DJ T-Hack in the corner, she better buy me a KitchenAid mixer. Like, that's...
You have two of them. You don't need one another.
Just something else that I need in the $300 range is what I'm saying.
It says that it saved the newlyweds. It saved them $70,000.
Great!
So that means they racked in $70,000 and they could have just canceled the wedding and run off with the money.
No, they didn't rack in $70,000. They would have had 300 people.
Instead, 300...
Non-paying guests. And now they had 60 paying guests. You tipped the scales.
But I couldn't imagine being the couple and asking people to pay. And I also couldn't imagine getting the invitation in the mail. I would throw it out. I'd be like, we're done with them. Like, they only want $300 from us. They don't care about us
to buy a
at
gift
the
too?
Wedding.
I think you do, but I don't
Why?
Know.
If I paid for my seat, then no, I don't. Like, I would be mad if you expected a gift and that. But they got a lot of
admission.
Stuff. They got to go to St. Patrick's Cathedral,
which is where the wedding was held. Which
yeah,
is
that's awesome.
Should be like a free event.
They got into a double decker bus. They got to go see New York City landmarks.
Mm.
They got to go to One World Trade Center for the reception. Probably gorgeous. It's like you got to do a bunch of touristy stuff. Probably free food and free drink.
It's not free. You paid for it.
Well, I mean, okay. When you go to an all-inclusive resort, you're like, go eat some more. It's free. You know you say that. Even though it's not free. That's what people do. It's like, my family does it all the time. We go to all-inclusive resorts. It's like, hey, order the fries, man. They're free. And it's like, they're not free. I just prepay.
But I don't want to treat a wedding like an all, like, go eat as much as you can. Put in your dress, honey. Come on, take it home. Like,
you paid $333 for it.
It's too much.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
How do we know what?
How do we know if it's true or not? How is that tested? I'm so confused.
Okay. TIAC has brought in a list of things that we all thought were true and that aren't true. And the one we're discussing just as that song was fading out is whether or not fish have no memory.
Not no memory, but it's always almost
no memory.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't know that I have ever heard that before.
How could you have never heard that before?
Well,
it's always been like a 3 second.
Yeah. They go fish just because they'll just, I think it's because they like, if you have a goldfish or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And they like go, ooh, dunk, and they hit the glass. You're like, oh, well, now they know the glass is there. And then like, dunk, they just keep hitting it. And you're like, okay, well, they're idiots. They just keep forgetting that the glass is there. And so we just all assumed goldfish had like a 3 second memory. Everybody just go, oh, look, he hits the glass every 3 seconds. Clearly he forgot the glass is there.
Mm,
but it's also because his visual acuity is not, he's like, well, it looks like the water keeps going.
Right.
Like, yeah. He's not stupid. He just doesn't understand.
He might be stupid. I don't.
Well,
he's not listening. You don't have to protect him.
But if he has to go. Have you ever done this exercise? You are listening to philosophical radio.
Okay.
If you asked a fish what water is, what do you think? Or what it means to be wet.
Yeah, they wouldn't know what it means to be wet.
It's all they know.
It's all they know, but then they don't know a difference.
Right.
So then they don't know they're wet, right?
Right.
So you would have to ask them what they like to be dry?
But I don't think they know what dry is unless it's one of those fish that can jump.
Yeah.
And then they're barely dry. They're like, whoa!
You feel the difference, though.
I don't know. I just don't think they understand that they're
wet. Yeah,
because they're at.
Mm.
And it's not that. Well, this is the thing. We don't know. Aaron's asking the question. How do we know if fish have memories?
Well, I thought because Dory has the short memory, but Dory had
an accident.
That's what I mean. I thought something was wrong with her. I didn't know there was a fish.
Wrong with her.
Yeah, so I didn't know this was
also, that's animated. It's okay. Not real.
Oh,
what?
Oh my God, Shields. In the Johnstown one, the whole front of the store is a giant aquarium.
Cool.
It's awesome. And there's a Dory in there.
Oh, aww. I love that.
And cool. There's just little kids like poking at it, trying to talk to her. And you're like, that's not Dory. Dory's not real.
Be nice.
It's not a documentary.
It's not a Okay. Here's how they did it. I've seen different things. They've tested goldfish. They did like the Dwight Schrute Ring a Bell, Hanneman Altoid thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They played a song, then fed the fish. Played a song, fed the fish.
Okay.
Played the song, fish goes to the top. It's like, he's learned that behavior.
Mm.
They don't do that. They stop playing the song for like months and months. Then they play the song, he goes to the top.
Oh, he remembers.
He still remembers.
Of course.
Okay. Yeah.
So that proves the myth that fish are stupid and have short memories to be incorrect.
Okay.
Interesting. Okay.
There. Do we have that sound effect that is the more you know, so we can just play it like there's a little thing shooting over our heads? The one that drives me nuts is my parents convinced me of it forever.
Oh, really?
Cracking your knuckles gives you arthritis.
No.
That's what I always thought, too. Yeah. I've still never done it. I can't do it. I can't.
You can't physically crack your nails.
No. No.
I literally just did every single one of them.
Okay, Aaron, I just want to tell everybody, if you happen to be in the dating market and you match with Aaron on something, don't go out with her because she cracks literally every part of her body to the point where your back one,
oh, it's bad.
You've gotten so good at it now that it causes me anxiety and a little bit of nausea. Aaron, it's what I imagine it sounds like as someone's spine breaks when they fall off a horse.
Oh my God.
Yes. Yeah.
It's a lot. And she breaking a stalk of celery. It's like,
she does kind of
Gosh. I could like step in for Foley artists when they need that sound.
Yes, you could. You could. She does
kind of
like.
Do you want to do it right now? Just do it.
I don't know if I can. I've done it. Hold on. Here's my neck. That was a small one.
No.
Nope. And then back.
Oh! Oh, God! I hope you can hear that on on the radio.
She does a move like a shot putter, like getting ready, and she throws it. But it just cracks.
Did you, like, that was so much. Mm-hmm. Mm. Can somebody touch you while you do that?
Sure.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. So I know somebody who can crack their shoulder.
Ooh, I can do that laying down.
And it was like, one day they were like, hey, do me a favor, put your hand on my shoulder. I was like, why? It was like, and they popped and I was like,
that one, it feels so nice though, because you're almost like popping it back into place kind of thing, where it just like feels relieving.
I just don't trust myself. You know? I'm definitely not putting it back into place. I'm getting it out.
Could we get you to lay down and let Aaron and I just go to town on you?
Sure.
Sure.
The number of people that have said sure so far.
And then we'll try to crack my back.
I just think like your toes. I would start with your toes because you're probably freaked out about your hands. But like your toes will crack.
Okay. If they will. If you can get them, I'll let you do my hands too. I've just never been able to. I don't know if I'm doing...
I think I want to be as far away from your eyes as possible. Do you want to look him in the eye when you're like doing that to him?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Why don't you go over there and do it right now?
Well, to let him know that, like, it's fine. You're okay. You're safe.
I could act like a fish. I could forget
the
things.
The bottom line is it doesn't give you arthritis. There's literally no correlation. The problem is, like, when I was young, all my uncles were, like, farmers and whatever, and they had those just farmer hands, like the big
mangled
knuckles and just like, ugh. And it's like, your uncle right there used to crack his knuckles. And I was, like, so afraid. But, like, when you play guitar...
Oh, really?
Like, it's just air building up in between. It drives me nuts. Like, I could crack them all day.
Really? I don't know. I just don't get it. So you can crack, it's like there's constantly air in there. You could just
crack guitar for a little bit. Yeah, they need cracked again. Huh. Like, I bet you right now, Aaron could almost work up another one of those nasty. Have you ever done it to a, like.
She cracks her neck, her back, her.
Have you ever done it in front of a guy you're sleeping with?
Yeah, all the time.
What?
Not while. I mean, sometimes it happens.
I think I'd be kind of proud of myself.
Wow, yeah.
Did I make you do that?
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
There's something we all love that could kill you.
Oh, no.
And I'll tell you what it is. In 7 minutes.
Okay.
Is that a good tease?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay, go.
I have a story about a guy. He got arrested. He only took one thing, though.
You're not going to tell us till we hear your story. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's a good tease, too.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Florida!
Let's go!
He broke into a terrified woman's house, and he only took one thing. A shower.
Oh.
Yeah. He was feeling dirty.
He took a shower?
Yeah, he broke in. It was about 5:30 in the morning. He forced his way into the home, and he went into the bathroom and took a shower.
Why?
He's in Florida. It's hot and humid and muggy.
You do have to take, like, multiple showers.
But he took a shower, like he just walked into the primary bedroom and was like, excuse me, moi.
Yeah, he's a 27-year-old guy.
Okay.
He walked in. The woman obviously called the police.
Oh, okay, good.
Said, okay, yeah, I don't know you. So called the police. They came, and they arrested him, which is kind of a bummer. He was hoping to make a clean getaway.
I don't know, man. I mean...
That's a good one.
Then why aren't you laughing? If it was a good one, Aaron, wouldn't this be the time where you'd be laughing?
You know I hate that.
Oh, T-Yak with the clean getaway. My story, not from Florida. A man in Vancouver, Washington.
Okay.
Was driving his car. He had stopped for a sandwich around 10:15, a chicken sandwich. Mm. While he was driving home, the sandwich dropped onto the floor. He tried to grab it and hit a light pole, rolled the car onto its roof.
Goodness. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh, is he okay? Oh, he's still going.
Hold on.
It was alive.
The chicken was not hurt. Why did the chicken sandwich? I don't know. It's just, he was not impaired.
It had all. He was just
dumbass reaching for his spicy chicken sandwich.
We've all done it, right?
Yeah, no charges have been filed against the
Against what? The chicken
the
sandwich?
The chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A, we're looking at you. Those are all the stupid people we could find. For today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.